What if this guy and...
You remember the name of the bassist?
Yes.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, come on.
What, John Ritchie?
Close. Richie's
Brian
right.
Richie. Yeah. Oh, Brian Ritchie.
Every time I play this, he brings that
good
up.
Oh, Brian Ritchie.
And every time you don't remember.
I don't remember.
He's such an amazing bassist. Yeah. The Violent Femmes hit that bassist. Just listen to...
Sure.
Listen to every song that they've got. I mean, the bass is what drives it. It's amazing.
You know,
and he's on this, an acoustic bass, yeah, a lot of the
time. John, when you talk about the bass, I don't even know what that means.
Really?
You mean a bass? It's bass guitar? Or
I know it's something to do with the sound that's not the vocals.
It's
but
lower.
Come on. Is this a joke?
Being honest.
Oh, my God. I thought, you know, like a bass with this...
I know sometimes
people will play last strings
like
in a guitar.
Bass.
I know
it's
the
like
bass.
Like
I would assume it's that type of thing.
Wow,
but
this
can't
is unbelievable. Honestly, I'm like floored. Have you never seen people
guitar.
Play music in person? Like I'm so confused right now.
What do I care about in the end? What do I care about?
Yeah, but it doesn't
what
mean you
what
don't
do
know. Is it a good song? I get that, but that doesn't mean you
song?
Can't know what an instrument is. This is crazy. Like, do you know what a stand-up bass is? Have you ever seen like a slapping the bass? Does any of this mean anything to you?
Here's the thing.
No! Oh my God, this is great. I'm like,
I talked to Jimmy this morning. Hey, did I do this fact? Hey, on Prince's first album, he played 27 different instruments.
Yep.
And he said, yeah, you have done that fact before, but Joe doesn't appreciate that. He can't possibly appreciate that.
We know what instruments are, apparently.
Right. He doesn't even know what a bass guitar is.
Not myself.
He doesn't understand how amazing it is that Prince played 27 different instruments.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Again,
but the bass guitar is like one of the main ones. Normally, if you've got a trio, which is like as much as you boil it down, usually you got the drums in the back with the bass, and that's the rhythm section. The bass guitar.
And
then you've got the guitar.
I got you.
And the singer.
I'll try to learn, or I won't. Here's what I have learned. When will be a training camp? I have the dates in front of me, John. So let me announce to everyone listening what's going on with us in training camp. 6 shows over the next 2.5 weeks, which is awesome. And you know, the key with these shows is we have access to interview players and sometimes coaches, and to try to bring you the best content possible. So here is when we will be at training camp doing our show: tomorrow and Thursday, the Monday and Tuesday of next week, the Monday and Tuesday of the following week. 6 shows. Midday show will also be out there. Obviously coincides with when the Eagles practice, and we look forward to it. So tomorrow and Thursday this week is what you want to know. We'll try to get you some great interviews. Great interviews. That's the hope. And our expectation, we'll have some fun with it, which will be great. And John Ritchie doesn't have to go out there and hit anyone, which he kind of likes doing, but he also kind of likes not getting hit anymore. So,
cuts
both ways.
I truly am looking forward to it. You know, last year I met Alicia at training camp.
That is...
So I hit on Alicia.
That's a flummoxing comment.
Yeah, it is a flummoxing.
I mean, that's the best in-show fact we've ever had.
Yeah, I met Alicia.
You met the love of your life during one of our programs.
I did.
Was it during or before or after?
It was after.
Okay, so there
I introduced myself, and she said, hey, yeah, that's cool. I got to go interview Jalen Carter. See ya.
I'm out of here. Out of here. All right, good work, man. By the way, let me push back on one narrative I saw online. You know, I don't normally respond to much that comes on social media, like even on the air. I got to respond to this guy. But I just wanted to on air. So David Robertson, you know, yesterday we were pretty pumped up about the Phillies getting David Robertson. And there was a guy on Twitter, or maybe a gal, the name's Patty, so I guess that's a gal, tweets the following. I'm having trouble understanding the hype around signing a reliever who wasn't even on an MLB roster. All right, if you weren't like paying attention to the situation, that's a reasonable tweet. Like I remember when the Eagles signed... Shaq Leonard, and I was skeptical, right? Like, I don't know about this.
Rightly so.
Rightfully so.
Right? Yeah, proven correct.
Correct. But here's where I think this person, Patty, is missing the David Robertson thing. He had a 3.00 ERA last year. And by the way, John, not in a small sample size.
Wasn't he an All-Star last year?
Well, I'll tell you this. He pitched
2 years ago.
He pitched 72 innings last year.
That he is good.
That is a.
We faced him last year.
Yeah, he was very good.
He was flummoxing.
That is a full baseball reliever season. 72 innings and an outstanding ERA 3.0. And then, you know, I surmise, and it's been proven correct, he just didn't want to commit to an organization.
That's clearly what it is.
Six, 7, 8 months.
The answer to Patty's question is that right
listen
there.
To Robertson.
He chose not to be on the roster.
Listen to Robertson yesterday. A guy made a ton of money and didn't want to be away from his family for like 8 months and knew he could, you know, parachute in near the end of the year. Makes sense. Good for him. Listen to something he said.
Well, this fall I've negotiated and talked with a lot of teams. Came very close to taking some deals and then just didn't happen. And then, you know, my wife and I were kind of at this point in life where we were like, well, maybe spend some time with the kids, hanging at home, and if you still feel the itch to go play, train, and try to get back into the league. And that's kind of why I'm here now.
Makes perfect sense. It's not that he stinks. I mean, look, we'll see. I mean, ultimately, could he fall off a cliff and become terrible? Yeah, anything's possible. But the point, I mean, guys, he's getting paid $5.5 million for 2 months from the Phillies. That tells you the world thinks he's a good pitcher still. I mean, he's getting paid $5.5 million for 2.5 months.
It's also the money they just had left over because it's the money they got. They got like close to $5 million back from Alvarado's suspension.
Oh,
they didn't have to pay him, and they just reapportioned that to David Robertson.
I didn't realize
that either.
Holy cow!
All right, so it's a good move. I mean, I'm not saying he's Mariano Rivera, but he can help them. Let's go to the phones.
Sure.
Tom, right now. Tom, good morning.
Yo, Joe, how you doing, man?
Doing well, Tom.
Hey, man, it's finally here. You know, I mean, I've been alive for all the championships, and that Flyers back-to-back, I was 8, 9 years old, and I remember more about them two teams than I could tell you what happened last year. But, you know, with the Eagles, as young as they are, the division, all three teams have gotten older, you know, and Gene and Mitchell, those guys are coming into their second year. You know they're going to be comfortable. They won a Super Bowl, and just, you know, and Campbell, I think they had a good draft. And Hurts, the pressure's off. I mean, still got pressure, but the pressure's off. He should really excel here. And Saquon Barkley, man. Saquon Barkley is why I'm excited, because he's the reason we won, ultimately, last year.
Yeah, I think him and the defense were the two biggest. He was the best player on the team. And listen, Tom, we also know we're not going to get him at this level forever.
Right.
So, you know, you want to really, you know,
but you
really wring everything you can out of these next 2 to 3 years
from
him. You know,
you could. Look, last year happened for a reason. Lots of reasons that offensive, however you want to count that out, seven different reasons. Those guys up front and the quarterback who's making the calls every play. This is sustainable. You know, that success is not going anywhere as long as people stay healthy.
But we also do know this, for what it's worth, and I think it's worth a lot. It's really hard to repeat. And,
be harder.
It's a tough challenge.
Stack against the run and say, hey, see what you can do now. And as long as we can beat them over the top, man, it's just going to continue.
But, Tom, a concern has to be the defense. Not to say they'll be bad, because I don't think they'll be bad, but I feel like 1,000% confident they won't be as good.
I think that the Eagles, if they could, they need to sack the quarterback more this year. If Campbell could get in there, and then Carter, and Carter really is the key here. I mean, he is the nucleus here. If he could get free, he hasn't even learned to play the position according to the.
Well, listen, Jalen Carter, Tom, and I used to say this about Fletcher Cox, Prime Cox, and I'll say it about Prime. I don't know if he's Prime Carter, but Carter now. I always used to say Fletcher Cox's job was not defensive tackle. His job was to dominate. That was his job. He was being paid $100 million to dominate. Jalen Carter, his job is to dominate. That's his job now. And he can do it. Tom, give me a big answer, buddy, for something weird in the, you know, unique, weird thing from sports.
Well, this was weird, unique, bizarre. It wasn't a good thing, but it was something that was really, you had two teams that were 30 miles apart, the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, yeah.
1989, that earthquake. There were scenes like Rick Russell walking off the field with his mother, Jose Canseco in a gas station filling his Maserati up with his uniform on. It was just completely, it was chaos.
It's a great answer.
It's
a tremendous answer. Game 3 of the World Series being stopped right out of the gate with the earthquake is a great answer.
I tried to get out of a German test the next day because I said I was didn't work. Watching it.
Nice try.
She didn't buy it.
Did you go with emotionally scarred?
That's, I was, well,
3,000 miles away?
I didn't have those kind of words back then. They weren't in the lexicon. I just went, I was too busy just watching all the coverage. She's
That's
like,
great.
Yeah, nah.
That's so good. All right, coming up, we got a lot, including Elliot Shore Parks at 7:50, phone calls on all these topics. Also, multiple announcements related to me and Jack.
Multiple
announcements. Ooh. Of Joe versus Jack, the summer athletic competition.